remember years ago when I first started out as a shul rabbi, not that I'm so old, it wasn't that many years ago, but I was at a chasana, and Rav Shechter came over to me at the chasana, and he said, you know, being in Rabbanus involves doing things that are unpleasant sometimes, and being involved in certain unpleasant parts of our religion also. And he asked me to sign a Heter Meir Rabbanim, whatever it was, or showed me a Heter Meir Rabbanim to look at, to see if I should sign it. But one of the more unpleasant or difficult parts of not just being in Rabbanus, but being a Jew and having to deal with is dealing with death. When people die and people are suffering from the death of a relative, how to deal with those people, how to help those people, how to encourage those people. It's not pleasant, it's not fun, people don't get excited about paying shiva calls, but it is something we need to know how to do. Nichum Avelim is a mitzvah, and it's something we have to be familiar with, how to do the mitzvah of Nichum Avelim. So this is discussed in Shulchan Aruch Yardeya, Simin Shin Ayin Vav, and I should mention, even though it's in Shulchan Aruch Yardeya, Simin Shin Ayin Vav, most of what you need to know about Nichum Avelim appears in the proverbial fifth chelik of Shulchan Aruch. It's in the part of Shulchan Aruch that's not written in Shulchan Aruch. The sense of what's right and what's wrong, the common sense part of being a Jew, and knowing what to say and what not to say, and what's offensive, and what's when it's better to keep your mouth shut, and when it's better to say something at the right time to the right person. So most of Nichum Avelim is something that we can't give rules for, and we can't really discuss in that way, but we'll discuss what it actually does say in Shulchan Aruch. So first, the Gemara Maseches Moikatan Daf Chav Ches and Beis tells us Amar Avidam Rav Eina Menachem in Rasha Lomer Davar Ad Sheyiftach HaAvel, that the Menachem, people are being Menachem and Avel, are not allowed to say anything unless the Avel says something first. The Avel needs to start the conversation. Beis Yosef quotes from Ban in Torah Sa'adam page Kufnun Beis in the name of Rabbeinu Hai that the Avelim have to start by saying Baruch Dayan HaEmes, and when they start and they say Baruch Dayan HaEmes, then the conversation can flow from there. The Prisha Simen Shin Sadi Gimel Siv Gimel wonders about the minag sha'al harov, he says, the majority of the world happens when you go to a shiva call, the aval doesn't start to speak. People come in and they say Hashem yinachemcha, Hashem should be menachem you, b'soch shar v'litzion, and then they leave. He seems to be addressing that people, a lot of people don't speak at all. They just go in, they say hamokim yinachem, and they leave. So he's miyashiv the minag, that by going there and sitting there, lekavod, the avel, that itself is called nichum avelim. In the Sefer Pnei Baruch, he quotes from Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal, that it's mistaver to only open bedivrei nichumim is aser. But if the menachem sees that the avel is not going to be poseach, so you're allowed to leave with saying hamakom yinachem. Meaning, the prisha was wondering, how can you sit there silently and then say hamakom yinachem? Aren't you speaking first? So Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, no, the problem of speaking first is to start the conversation. But if it's not going to be a conversation, it's just going to be sitting there silently and then saying Hamakom Yinachem, then it's not a violation. But is that really the best way to pay a shiva call? To sit there silently, wait for the Avel to say something, and if he doesn't say anything, just leave with Hamakom Yinachem and nothing further? So it always bothered me that that's really what the Halacha wants us to do, to just not say anything. So I saw in Rav Waldenberg's comments on the Sefer Pnei Baruch, in his Ha'aris on the Sefer Pnei Baruch, he's bothered by this, and he quotes a little Vush in Shinai and Vav Sif Aleph, who writes that the reason for this Halacha is that in order for someone to be Menachem and Avel, the Mechayiv of the Nichum is that the Avel shows his tzar, that he has to express some tzar, and then you have a chiyuv to be menachim him on that tzar. So he says it doesn't have to be verbal. The avil could groan, he could, whatever it is, could give a pained look, an expression. That's enough to create the chiyuv of being menachim. And Yalkut Yosef, Simon Yud Aleph, in the end of Ha'ara Aleph, quotes that Rav Vadi Yosef is knowing to speak first when he goes to a Beis Avel, because he knows that people are going to be afraid to speak, that people are going to, you know, they quote Maisa Rav from, I think Ritzitz Eliezer also quotes Maisa Rav from the Chazon Ish, that also very often he would speak first, because he knew that people would be afraid to speak. What should you speak about? So Rav Shechter likes to point out that a lot of people just go and they speak about the kids, and they speak about their summer plans and vacations. They speak about all sorts of things, but really there's an isra of an avil to have a hesach hadas from the mace. The avil is supposed to be focused on the mace. You're not supposed to speak about other things when you're by the Avli. You should speak about the mace and what he meant and what he how wonderful he was and his qualities, and speak about what he left for his family in terms of not financially, in terms of the kinds of lessons that he taught and things of that nature. It should be about the Avli. It's nechama. It's not distraction. It's not a hezek hadas from the Avelis. It's supposed to be a nichum of the Avelim. The Gemara also says that an Avil should be Yoshev Barosh, but the Aruch HaShulchan points out in Sif Beis that there's no such thing when you're being Menachem an Avil of being Yoshev Barosh. Yoshev Barosh is only by a Su'uda. By the Su'udas Avelim, the Avil is Yoshev Barosh. That halacha doesn't really apply so much. The Gemara also says, Chav Zayinim Beis, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Avil Kivin Shina Ne'er Rosho Shuvei Menachem Rosho and Leishev Itzlam. That once the Avil shakes his head, you're not allowed to go be Menachem him anymore. And the Ramban in the Torah Sa'adam, quoted by the Torah, says that the reason is that an Avil is Asr B'Shev. So he can't say good night, goodbye, which would normally be your cue to leave. So he has this signal where he shakes his head or something, so you could know to leave. Aruch HaShulchan Siv Gimel says that people don't recognize this signal very much, so it's important to just have common sense. Again, the fifth Chelik Shulchan Aruch, know when you're not wanted anymore, when he's tired and he needs to go to sleep, and and as much as I drove all an hour out to be able to be Menachem the Avel, but are you coming for yourself or are you coming for the Avel? If you're coming to be Menachem the Avel, and if he's tired and he can't really, he's not really up to it, so then you have to know when to leave. It's very important for people to know when to leave. The Rama also writes that a person should not say, on the list of things not to say, by Nichum Avelim, which is a very long list, but the Rama mentions, Al Yomar Adam Lo Nefrati Kfi Ma'asi. The Avel himself shouldn't say, I deserve this and more. I should be thankful that this is all God has done to me, is by taking away this relative, because I deserve even more. Because you should never be Poseach Pele Satan at a time like this. And this is the same reason why we don't say Tachmim Beis Avel, because you say Chatasi. You don't want to acknowledge any sin in the Vidoy at the base of the Beis Avel. The Raman Sif Beis says, also a person shouldn't say, someone who's Menachem in Avel shouldn't say, Malach Alasos Ki'i Efshel Shanos. No, what could you do? You can't change it. Person shouldn't say something like that, because the implication of that is that if you were able to change it, you would change it, and you know better than God, and you would change God's will. So you were makabel the Ratzon Hashem, as difficult as it is. We don't claim that we have the ability to change it. The Gemara in Daf Chav Zayin and Beis also says that everyone has to stand bifnei nasi chutz me avil v'chola. If a rabbi walks into the room, the avil doesn't have to stand for him. However, the Gemara says to anyone who stands, you say shave chutz me avil v'chola. If an avil stands up, the rabbi should not say sit. Because when you're saying sit, it's like saying shave b'aveluscha, that you should sit in your avelus. It's like cursing him. So rather you say hamakom yivarech eschem al tatrichu. Hashem should bless you. Please don't bother yourself. Don't trouble yourself. But never to say sit to an avel. Another thing that you don't say to an avel. If an avel is standing up, walking around, don't say, can you sit down, please? Don't ask the avel to do that. There are months in Mishin Lamed Hei Siv Beis writes that a person should also not be menachem avel an enemy of his, because you shouldn't. The enemy sometimes will feel like you're just trying to rub it in, that you're taking joy in his sadness. Another critical point: there is a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos where the Mishnah tells us that before the Kavura, there is no Nichum Avelim. That you're not supposed to comfort a person at the time where Pirkei Avos Parak Dalet Mishnah Yilches, at a time when the Meso Mutal Lefanav, because he's not ready for Nechama yet at that point. The Tiferes Yisrael, the Mishnah says that family members will be upset by the attempt to be Menachem him, because it implies that that those around them aren't sharing their grief but have already moved on. So it's a time of great grief, and it's not time yet for Nechama. So even though the Mishnah doesn't say it's usher to do it, but the implication of the Tiferes Yisrael is that it's not appropriate. Well, you find a lot of times, certainly in funerals here at the local funeral chapel, they have like a room where the Avelim hang out before the funeral begins, and all the friends come in and say comforting things to them and nice things to them before the funeral begins. That's really not appropriate. That's not, from a halachic point of view, that does not seem to be an appropriate thing. I just saw Rav David Weinberger sent a letter to all the community Rabbanim asking us that when we run funerals to try to put a stop to that, because it's really not an appropriate thing halachically. The Nechama doesn't begin yet. There is no Nechama at that point in time. You wanted to let them know you're there, so you could have a signing book or something like that. that, but it's not really appropriate to have nechama before the funeral begins. There is the Geshra Chaim quotes a minhag. There is a minhag in Perachav Os Hey Sivkat Nehe in Geshra Chaim not to go during the first 3 days, because the Gemara Ma'akat and Daf Chav Zayin says Gimel Yam LaBechi, that 3 days are left are reserved for crying, so it's not yet a time of nechama during the first 3 days. There are many gedolim that were dafka makbid to be menachem aval only during the first 3 days because they were so afraid people will be concerned for this minhag that the aveilim are going to be sitting there all alone for the first 3 days. And there is a mitzvah of nicham aveilim in the first 3 days. There's such a minhag not to go during the first 3 days, but it may not be the smartest idea to always observe that minhag if that means that the aveilim are going to be sitting alone for 3 days. The Sefer Pnei Baruch Simin Yer Aleph Os Yud Beis quotes from the Tshuvas Minchas David Simin Ayin Beis, discusses is it okay to be menachem aval via telephone as opposed to going to visit in person. So he says that no, it's not good enough to do it via the telephone, because the avelos, menichem avelim, has a double meaning to it. It's being menachem the avel, but it's also for the mace, and the mace is considered to be there in the have some sort of presence in that house, and you're not helping the mace by being menachem al yedei the telephone. Rav Moshe though has a tshuva about this, and Rav Moshe or Chaim Chelik Dalet Simen Mem Osir Aleph says that there are these two inyanim in nichem avelim: number one, to be menachem the avel and to make him feel better; number two, for the tovas hameis. So he says the tovas hameis you're certainly not accomplishing by the telephone, and even by being menachem the avel, it's not quite the same when you don't have that personal touch of being there in person when it's only via the telephone. But he says if you can't get there and that's your only option, it's certainly better than nothing. It's certainly better than not being menachem at all. And I saw this is the way the post can write the tshuvas Be'er Moshe, the Deber Tzina Rav, and Chelik Zayin Kuntrus Electric. He has all these tshuvas about technology. So in his Kuntrus Electric Simen Nun Ches, also is maskim to what Rav Moshe says, that better than not being there at all is to be there all day the telephone. It's just not the absolute ideal, but it's better than not doing it at all. Now there is also a discussion, one final thought, maybe two final thoughts about being menachem many avelim at one time. Shulchan Aruch says you're not supposed to be menachem multiple avelim at one time in Yerodea Simen Shinnun Dalet Siv Beis. However, Rav Sturmbach points out in Tshuvas Van Hagos that probably what this is not referring to saying Hamakom Yenachem all at once. Rav Sturmbach says that each family member has their own suffering, and therefore you need to relate to each person in their own way. And Rav Oldenburg also says, but the formulaic hamakom is not insulting to anybody if you say it to the group as a whole. So that's not a problem to say to the group as a whole, but when you're talking to people, sometimes it's better to relate to them on an individual level rather than just talking in generalities to the entire group. And the last thing I just want to mention is that Rabbi Daniel Feldman has an article on Nichum Avelim, and he quotes from Rav Chaim Kanievsky that it's important to sit down while being Menachem Avelim, not to stand the whole time, because again, that shows that you're focused on the task, that you're interested in what they have to say, that you're not just running out, and that you're sitting there to actually talk to them. So it is, if there are chairs, obviously, it's good to sit down. If all the chairs are being used, so you shouldn't throw someone off of the chair in order to sit down. Obviously, again, like everything, it's with common sense. So again, fifth Shulchan Aruch is the most important part of Nichum Avelim, but this is part of what it says in the Shulchan Aruch and the Poskim.